Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. And it is Friday night, 1/12/2024. Getting to be a little chilly willy in certain areas of the country. Now, Albert Pike says the Third World War. He wrote this to Giuseppe Mazzini years ago in the 1800s. The Third World War. Must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism state of Israel mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. Let me repeat that. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly, which all in horror will show clearly to the nations, the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and then multitude disillusioned with Christianity, apparently not me, but those deistic spirits, will form that from that moment be without compass or directions and anxious for an ideal. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. From that moment, we'll be without compass or direction and anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration. We'll receive the true light through universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. So when you talk about all the high Masonic true light and all that stuff, you'll receive it from the universal manifest of pure Dr. Lucifer, brought forth finally out of the into the public view. Thus, this manifestation will result from general reactionary movement manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction. Pike says, Albert Pike, the high Masonic 33rd degree creator from Arkansas, all right, will follow the complete destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's just going to wild weasel. Heck, is where we're going, seems to be. And I tell you, I don't know what's going on exactly, but I'm trying to do the best I can with my situational. And I pray that you are too. I'll tell you what, just to let you know, the Lord Jesus has preserved my voice, yet I have to come down the hallway in a wheelchair to get here, okay? Just so you understand. And that is the interesting thing about it. But I do sound good, I suppose, and thank you to Brother and Sister D&D. God bless you. But when I was on with Steve prior to Christmas, and my wish was to make it through the holidays and make it through Christmas with my family, with my spouse and family, and you guys too, I could barely talk that night. I talked with Steve, but the next night I went on the next time, the Lord had restored my voice. Now I'm on oxygen and lung cancer, and I got holes in my lungs. They don't properly inflate completely and all of this stuff. Yet at the same time, the Lord has given that miracle, at least, of my voice. So anyway, it sounds like I'm good and strong, and maybe I am. And Lord Jesus, I pray you would remove the cancer from me and restore me back to full health. And I pray that's happening. I pray that that is happening, because this stuff is very bad. And I know many people have had cancer, but I have, for whatever reason, I cannot really walk very well or do anything in terms of that. And I'm just doing the best I can. Luke 21, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. And famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a really wild stuff. Because if you've looked to see at the border, more and more people are coming. Texas finally has decided at Eagle Pass they took over the city park. It's not doing because the Border Patrol was processing people in the city park and then bypassing, running them on down past the barbed wire, where the state of Texas is trying to do it. And you know what? They had barbed wire there to prevent the illegal aliens from coming in because the government is not doing its job, the federal government. And I know you know that, but I'm telling you, this is an invasion. So if you have famines and pestilences, and they're already talking about the new diseases, earthquakes in diverse places. And then not only that, but you got, if you understand weather control, weather warfare, asymmetrical warfare, which is using the weather and using cold and what have you, while they're talking about the hottest year ever, and we've got freezing and below freezing and -4 degrees, I think, right here now with the wind chill where I'm sitting here tonight. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, man, this is winter, and I've seen worse. Seen worse, that's for doggy sure, I'm telling you. As you have too, and we've seen, but I'm telling you what, I don't know where we're going to be. Oh, wow. Thank you very much. Apparently, the Nuna Makers, God bless y'all. Apparently, the missionaries that they, the mission they have in the Annamite Mountains in Indochina. Apparently they've heard about the old hawk, and they're, I guess, are praying you, praying for me, and are bringing me before the throne of grace. We know there are many. God bless all you over there. God bless all the Montagnards. And God bless the Nunamakers. N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. Nunamakers. And I'll tell you what, to help them with their mission and to help the people to get the Bibles and to grow that church where they're on fire for the Lord Jesus in Indochine. And apparently, their translator talked about Old Hawk, and they're praying for me now too. So I'll pray for them. We want to get them Bibles, songbooks. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. God bless all the Montagnards, all the people praying in Indochina for the old hawk. And let me tell you what, I thank you, and the Lord hears prayers. Let me tell you, I feel them go up all the time. And I'm still here, and my voice is still on the air, and I'm trying to do the best job I can. God bless you. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. Oh, boy. God bless you. Thank you, Nunamakers, for letting me know that. And thank you, Sam. Sam Aram, the translator. God bless you, brother. May you all, Lord Jesus, protect you from all evil and provide you with medical miracles and economic miracles and continue to boom your churches where you just built a little church behind the house church and others too. So all, we don't know how many believers there are, but there must be many of them. And to the Montagnards, hats off. And may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and from any kind of communist aggression that still plagues you. I understand. God bless you. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, it's just amazing how we go around the world and how the things can be, amazingly seen. So if we're looking at famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, and we got fearful sights. And I understand if you don't have Brother Quayle's private briefings, you might want to get them. SteveQuayle.com, where a lot of you already are at, where you go down and SteveQuayle.com and you click on the Hawk Radio. But Steve's private briefings, which are available, you can contact him at 406-586-4840. Or just go to SteveQuayle.com and do the contact on the private briefings if you want to sign up for those. And I'll tell you what, and then also the Tyler Quayle now is doing, podcasts. Steve is still dwarfing and working hard, but Tyler, who is one of his sons, one of Steve's sons, and also does a lot with the gold and the silver, is now doing the podcast as well. But the situation on the private briefings, apparently aliens are starting to come through the stargates. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you see what's going on right now, Gonzalo Liro died after apparently alleged torture and stuff in the Ukrainian jails without the U.S. State Department really doing Jack Doodley squat to get him out of there. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, being an American is not the same as it used to be, I don't believe. It is, but it isn't. Because quite frankly, what has been our rights and our standing up for our rights and also protection from our government most times in the past is no longer there anymore. And then they want to come after you. And that's what I was reading here in Luke 21, you know. Before all these, verse 12, Luke 21, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Now, how can that be if they're saying in the one verse, once again, I've talked to you about this before. After you being betrayed, that's verse 16, right? Luke 21. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated. Of all men for my name's sake. And then verse 18. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. So who are you? The body necessarily ain't going to heaven. But you, the spirit, you, the soul, are going to heaven. Or going to hell. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that their desolation draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is just going to go totally wild. I tell you, you need to continue to prepare as in Matthew 25. Because we are going to be in a scenario and a situation . Oh yes, I think we've just had another attack. Red alert, Houthis attack more ships after U.S. operation. This is going to go wild weasel, ladies and gentlemen. You better go out and get some more food, water purification. New York Prepper reporting new attacks. Okay, per Mr. SP, thank you, Mr. Scott, for sending it to me. I don't have time to really look at it completely. Red alert, hot Houthis attack more ships. After U.S. operation, more U.S. bases attacked. You see, because they did not really care in Iran how many Houthis would get killed or nailed. And then apparently last night, apparently some of the Brit British newsies, journalists, I guess, tipped off. And even some of the places that were hit, the attacks last night may have been sanitized, and they may have pulled some material and personnel out of there in Yemen. And so now they're going to hit again, and they're going to keep doing it. And they basically said today, General Keane, all kind of said, Kellogg, different ones have said, hey, look, Trump nailed the Iranians themselves, Soleimani, and they shut up and stop. But now, when you just hit different things, the Iranians don't care how many of those people, their militias or their proxies get killed. And they've given them all the ship, anti-ship missiles, cruise missiles. I could not believe when I saw Steve's site yesterday what the Yemenis had, the cruise missiles, all of the different anti-ship ballistic missiles, all of the high-tech stuff in Yemen. And Biden had them undeclared as terrorists yet today. I don't know if you saw the clip I saw, but I saw a clip where he's in a classroom and he's looking at these plaques, but he bends right down over to this real pretty blonde, either teacher or to, I don't think it was Jill Biden, but I think it might have been somebody else. He's down there like looking at these plaques, snipping their hair, and they're asking him questions. Worthy thinks the Houthis are terrorists. He said, yes, I think they are. But I don't even know who ordered the attack. Did Biden order it? I have no clue. No clue whatsoever who did. I don't know who's running this government. But I'm going to tell you what. It's going to be a bad deal scenario. I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. If you have not repented of your sins to the Lord Jesus, please do so as soon as possible and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins to you, Lord Jesus. Please come into my heart to be my Savior. And Lord Jesus, I pray you would wash my blood clean. For all those out there, may Lord Jesus come and remove my cancer from my body and restore my systems and restore me to more optimum health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Power in the blood of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. His name is Jesus. I cannot believe. The way, the truth, the life. That's how you're going to get to heaven, man. That's how you're going to get to our Father in heaven, through the Lord Jesus. We're way beyond the teaching part, I think. We're way beyond the teaching. It's probably more inspirational and what have you. And just telling you to make sure to exhort or to tell you to prepare. Because I think we've got to put a fork in it's done, government. I really do. I have no clue election time or what we're going to be involved in. I don't know how that will work or how it will do, but I'll tell you what. They are in a scenario where cold weather is not their problem in Iowa. Even this year has been a fairly mild winter to a great degree, from what I understand. And God bless Liz Evenson in the Uper up there. She said they've had a fairly mild winter. I talked to her today, and God bless her for her prayers. Because I always think about Brother Greg when he went through all of his travail and trouble and passed on to heaven. And I'm going to tell you what, I guarantee you Greg is in Archangel Michael's camp up there, or basic training, from what I understand. I mean, it's just, I could see him up there ready to come back down when the Lord Jesus and his archangels come and to destroy and defeat the 200 million man army. We're going to see this, the 200 million man army, probably a red Chinese that'll be available and fighting in the Middle East at Armageddon. So we got to get ready, man. We got to get ready. I will hope and pray that the Lord will remove this cancer from me, or that he will send the big archangel boys. Michael brought me into the game, and Gabriel next to him asked me if I was afraid. I said no. And I was brought into this ministry, in a sense, by Brother Quayle, put on the air. And I've been here almost 20 years. Oh, thank you for all you do, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all you do, our Father in heaven. You sent him down here to wash our blood clean. And all the audience, God bless you. God bless you. Ah, boy. Keep Bolt Hawk in the game if you can. Got to keep Bolt Hawk in the game, because I'm still trying to do my job for the Lord as I was instructed. Ah, yes. Thank you, Mr. Scott. Again, truly, I will tell you, two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Matthew 18:19-20. Prayers out for you, Hawk. In Jesus' name, I pray for a miracle for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, S. Mr. Scott. Yes. Yeah. I'll tell you what, power in the blood of Jesus. Jesus is so amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I have seen Jesus when I was in the tunnel. I mean, the tunnel between earth and heaven, and when I had been in the hospital a previous time, in a diabetic coma. And that is when I saw Jesus, and I saw all around me. I could see that around my body, looking down from above, I could see Jesus, and Jesus protected me. And I could see all different weirdo looking demonic creatures and stuff trying to get at me, but they were all looking up to see me with Jesus, and Jesus was protecting me in the tunnel. And I'm not talking about necessarily the doctors or the nurse or what have you, but in a scenario where you're sitting here and you're working on behalf of the Lord Jesus, you strike blows against his enemies. Well, his enemy is Lucy, the Lucys, and all their groups that run in the government, the military, the intelligence agencies, the big money. And that's what we're seeing here. That's what we are seeing is like the Gog Magog war and all this stuff. Thank you, Mr. D from Pennsylvania. God bless you. Yes, I agree. Done that by when I was a kid, we had snow drifted high enough against the doors that we couldn't get out till the boys crawled out the windows and cleared the snow away. Cold and snow here, but like you, you have seen a lot worse. Love Jesus and you. Ah, yes. God bless you, Cirilla. And all the Iowans. If the Lord Jesus, if you ask him and you're sincere and you're repenting of sin, you'll ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. He will, and he'll start to wash you clean. He'll wash you clean. I don't know what we should say other than to say that when they send the New Yorkers out to Iowa, they better bring warmer coats and bigger galoshes, you know? That's all I can tell you. But there's a whole other scenario, storm about it, and they're about ready to do a nor'easter and whip it around, and they're whipping around. I guess we've had some tornadic activity down in the south. And anybody, may Lord Jesus protect you from against all evil. May he protect you against all evil. Because I tell you, when you see Jerusalem compassed about by armies, basically they are. You had the opportunity where former President Trump had made the basic deal with Israel and the Saudis, and all of this stuff pops up with the Gazans attacking across the border and killing all these different people and maiming them, raping them, and all the different stuff in October. And that's been us since October now that they attacked. And Israel went into Gaza and started kicking butt. And I'm going to tell you what, I understand there's different viewpoints on them, but I will say this, is that Hezbollah has got thousands, 30, 40,000 missiles, according to what I understand, in Lebanon that have been supplied or put in there by the Iranians. So if you do not hit the Iranians, then obviously we have not been successful to deter the Yemenis, because they've just apparently hit us back again. And if you don't hit the Iranians, then it does not stop. Oh, let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to be prepared even more, because we're going to, I think, going to have another Disease X come down the slide soon here pretty quick. I'll tell you what, there's been all kind of weird coughs and flu stuff going around, all kind of things, which I don't need. And I'm glad my voice is strong, and I thank the Lord Jesus for strengthening it. And I pray that he would remove this cancer from me, and that he would provide me a long life to can beat this stuff. I do the best I can, ladies and gentlemen. I just try to tell the truth while I'm on the air as best I possibly can. And I thank you for listening still. And I thank you, any assistance would be most needed and welcome. And God bless you. I won't say it. Mr. K, God bless you. I did receive via another route. But anything most needed and welcome, this is the best possibility to reach me or to get it to me. You can email me at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. Or you can send me a card, a letter. Hopefully, if you put a little bit in it, Fed reserve notes, a little silver, a little gold, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And that will get to me, and it is secure, and may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. I don't know how I'm going to come out, but I will say this, that there's power in the blood of Jesus, and there's a wonderment of good people out there in the audience. Now, I still don't know on this election. For some reason, I don't know if I'm seeing it, not seeing it, whatever. I don't have the real substantial feeling that we're going to see a full presidential congressional election this year. I really do not. I just somehow think we're going to have some other kind of an event. Some kind of the Black Swan type event, or the EMP, or this war, the Gog Magog war, you see, which is ongoing, already ongoing. And when Yemen does not back down from U.S. and British and other nations' attacks against it for it just attacking Red Sea shipping, which 10 to 15% of the world's economy goes through there in terms of shipments, not just oil, but in terms of other things. And it's really, really costing a lot. It's part of the inflation. Had Trump's $1.87, $1.89 gasoline because you're producing all of this. Russia was in deep doo doo, and then we had the sanctions on Iran, and Biden changed all of that. And then I'll tell you what, billions and hundreds of billions of dollars now that Iran has got to finance the Houthis, Hamas, all their different, Hezbollah, all their different people, because of Red China Joe Biden. And then Biden has sold a ton of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to the Chinese. And I'll tell you what, it just might go here pretty quick, because we have an election in Taiwan, and they're threatening the election there, are they not? Are they not? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. But anything I pray, that the Lord Jesus will find you if you have a need, and he will come to you. He will come to you and provide you with miracles, as he has provided me a miracle with my voice, because I couldn't hardly talk before. So what are we going to do, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know. Make sure we got warm clothes on at all times. SteveQuayle.com is a good place to get me. For those of you just hearing us somewhere else, or somebody sent you a link or something. And then I will tell you what. I think we had a large portion move of gold today. You go to SteveQuayle.com, go to Renaissance Fresh Metals, click on the deal. Because gold was at 20.56.39, up 21.72, almost $22 up today. They go up even further. Silver up 44, 23.27. Platinum down a shade, 921.90, I believe. But ladies and gentlemen, precious metals is the trick. Steve Quayle has got them. 406-586-4840. You get Steve or you get Tyler. You get Daryl, the manager, or if you get Stephanie, whoever answers that phone, you tell them old Hawk sent you. And any book that you can get of Steve Quayle so far that's still left, please get it. Sign up for his private briefings. QPOS 2.0 so that you can get the different podcasts and the various information. And that is the key to this whole bit, is to have the information and understand what's getting ready to go down. And really understand that, Lord Jesus has told us in Matthew 24, Luke 21, Matthew 25, and all throughout the Bible. You read the revelation the Lord Jesus has told to John of Patmos, and you really start to see the stuff going down. But I've been brought on years ago after recruited by the Archangel Michael. And Michael, when you asked me in my mind if I was afraid, and I said no, little did I know. But you are responsible in terms of recruiting me. And God bless you for doing that. All right. And Lord Jesus said, I'd have a twofold strike blows against the enemies, what you told me of Lord Jesus. And you will have a situation, you see. Strike blows against the enemy of the Lord Jesus and warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see. And I mean, and there may not be 47 million people out there, but I'm going to tell you what, we have free archives for you. You can go back, you can send archives to people, and the people all over the world listen, and God bless them all. Some good Australians, Canadians. Now, in the mountains of Indochina, the mountain yards, God bless you all. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I just keep saying that because I'm still alive. I made it through Christmas. I made it through January 1st of the new year. And the Lord has still got me alive and still has me on air. Oh, man, oh, man. I pray that Jarhead and all of his buddies, all right, pray that to Jarhead that the Lord Jesus has come to you. He'll give you a medical miracle. I pray that Lady J in the Blue Ridge and in the Smokies, I pray Lady J is protected against all evil. Because she has done so much about people. I pray the Mars Hill gang is protected against all evil. The old Ironsiders from Kansas. All the Ozark people. All the good Ozark men and women down there. God bless you all. The Upers, the Ohioans. to the River Pirate and to the Cold War warriors out there who have been involved in more stuff than you can believe. I'll tell you what. You were sitting in Haiphong Harbor at 2:30 in the morning on a spy ship picking up Navy SEALs during the Vietnam War. And it was almost as if you were hidden from view by the Lord. Then you understand what's going on. Because I'm going to tell you what. God bless the U.S. Navy. God bless the good people in the NSA and the no such. And that isn't always so many of them these days. But let me tell you what. The ones that are true for the Lord Jesus, the ones that are true for our Father in heaven, the ones that are true for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, may you be blessed and protected by our Lord Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, you better be ready to go when the time comes, ladies and gentlemen. Keep preparing. If you can get nothing more than another can of soup, chunky soup, or whatever it might be, progressive soup, more long-term storage food, other canned goods, whatever it might be, keep stacking it up because we're going to need it. We're going to need it. If you can get a hold of you, some of these solar generators, where you can get them jazzed up and you can do a solar panel to work it, or your regular generators, but make sure you got your fuels, then you better be about doing that. You better be about having firearms and ammunition, because one of these days, somebody's coming down the road. Boom, 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 on the door. I've had my experience on several occasions where the Red Chinese guy knocked on the door at 2:30 in the morning, and the Lord Jesus said, don't look at his eyes, look at his hands. He had the cell phone that he has, the 22 long rifle, or was getting ready to, if I had opened the door, to zap me, and he's talking in pidgin English. Praise, praise, help me, mister. But his shoes were $1,000 and his sport jacket was $2,000, man, I'm telling you. Or the time I'm on the back patio talking to Brother Quail on the air. And all of a sudden I looked up and I just jumped because it's almost like the Lord told me to jump for the deck, for the concrete, because I heard the crack of a rifle and it whizzed past my head. Was past my head, I hit the deck. And then there was a huge, loud boom from above. Because I'm going to tell you what. The MMV, the mighty men and women of Outer, were up above somewhere. And they zapped somebody and hauled the trash out. Where there was nary a grease spot up there where that shot came from. Man, oh, man, oh, man. So many things go down like this. It's just not funny. Brother Quail has had so many opportunities to have been nailed. And the Lord Jesus has protected him so many times. I pray for Lord Jesus to protect Brother Quail. Because Brother Quail needs his assistance. Brother Quail needs his health matters to always be taken into account of, because he has done a fantastic job of bringing this information to millions of people all over this planet. SteveQuail.com, Art Bell, remember when he'd be on Art Bell or on Nuri or wherever, the different ones? Just incredible reach. Bring me back to Lord Jesus, hopefully inspiring other people to come back to Lord Jesus, because I'll tell you what, the way, the truth, the life. That's the way you get to heaven, is through Lord Jesus. Because you may not go. You may not go unless you're with him and he's with you. That's the key to the deal, you know. And I tell you what, men's hearts, failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to come to pass, they are beginning to come to pass, then look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. If you're with the Lord Jesus. If you're with the Lord Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Mighty men and women of valor, if you can strike blows against the enemies of the Lord and against the Constitution of the United States enemies. Not all of you are around like they used to be, I don't believe, but I do see some from time to time. You fly our TR-3Bs or TR-4s. El Dottore. May Lord Jesus bless you against and protect you against all evil. And to your familia, El Dottore, God bless them too. Because we're about done. We're about to put a fork in it. We're done in the United States. And we still have the ability to go to a grocery store or to a gasoline and get fuel or diesel or whatever it is we're going to do. We still have the ability to buy warm clothing. And I'm going to tell you what, to insulate, gloves, blankets, all the different things. You've got to be getting it, because I think still that we're going to see that the EMP is going to be zapping somebody in this country, knocking out the power grid. If you do not have firewood, I heard somebody today living in a rural area that they wish they'd cut more firewood when they'd cut earlier this year, because their wood-burning fireplace or their wood-burning stove may not have enough with the stuff upcoming and the great chill factors. And they live in a different type of a scenario, not necessarily a tent or something, but they live in a different structure with a tent inside in order to try to build up a new home or a new garage and different things. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, old Captain K in the San Diego area, and I've heard from you for a while. I pray that you're doing well. Lord Jesus, protect you against all evil. Down on that old Imperial type beach, you know. Yes, Miss Diane, DM, God bless you. Jesus is answering prayer. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go to all the people in the audience, and any need they may have, may you provide them with medical miracles, as we've done so many times and prayed so many times over the years, with wonderment taking place. Reversal of scenarios. And Lord Jesus, I will tell you what, touch them as you can, Lord. Provide them medical miracles. Provide them economical miracles. Protect them against all evil. And Lord, come to me and remove this cancer from my body and restore my systems back to health and restore me to a much more optimum health as well. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And for all those out there, I pray that we would protect all of your families, your children, your neighbors, and the good people. Mighty men and women of valor, strike blows against the enemies of Jesus and the enemies of the true America. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready out there. We'll look for it, Lieutenant Tanner. And prepare in earnest, as we've talked over the years, too. Mickey Lapua, I know you're ready. Mickey, stay on the optics. And stay warm. God bless Mickey Lapua, and may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Rhoda Track and Little Al, the Lord Jesus loves you all. And may you still grow and prosper and love the Lord yourself as you have good mommy and daddy. God bless you. In front of the baby Jesus in the manger, seeing you there. Fantastic scenario. And God bless all the those in Indochina tonight. All right. Praying for the hawk. God bless you, Sam. Samaran. To all the Montagnards. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your farm, your house, your business, your auto, whatever it is you got, your supplies. Lord Jesus, I thank you for all you do. Our Father in heaven sent you down here. Please wash us all clean with your blood, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Go out and prepare, ladies and gentlemen. Stay warm out there wherever you may be. And guard against the power grids going down. Solar gens, regular generators, whatever you might have, battery backup systems, all the different things. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.